Blog Talk Radio.
I'll keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America, how do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
Welcome to Hoot and Holler, and we've got myself, Linda, here in California. I'm the studio engineer today, and we got Bill on the line and the whole crew, I guess. So Yola was in the chat room, but she said she had no sound, so we'll find out in a minute. There's nobody else here but you, me, and your group, Bill. Let's see if Yola can hear me. Please type in yo. Okay, hi, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'd like to take this moment and say today is a special day. We should be celebrating and honoring all those who served our country. I'd like to take this moment to wish thanks to all those men and women who have our country. That flag flies because of those people and the ones that didn't, like you just said, the ones that didn't make it home. I've had family in every war this country's ever had. That's how much I think my family loves this country. It's sad when we have a government that is anti-military, anti-veterans. They'll put on a little show, but it doesn't really have effect. I'm not a big fan of the Bushes, but I can tell you this. I see the difference between when George W. Bush addressed our troops and when Obama does.
Oh, yeah. Because they know they had a man standing for them, for the American people, not against the American people and for everybody else.
We had the guy who designed the health care bill come out this week and say that they based everything on Americans being stupid.
Oh, yeah. Well, you remember that was Nancy saying way, way, way back when, you have to pass it to see what's in it, that evil witch.
She had no concept at that time. I'm guaranteeing you that woman had no concept of what was in it.
That was stupid anyway. Like I said all along, the whole time while I was getting raised up and everybody else was always taught, before you sign anything,
you read it.
You find out what it says. You don't put any, because, there could be something in there that could harm you.
I think we've got Nick or Yo on the line, too. Is that correct?
I'm just here to listen.
Yeah.
I can't get any sound in the chat at all.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to me last Wednesday. So
it happened on Tuesday, too.
So it's really bad. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, but they're not doing their jobs.
We're running into this new net neutrality thing. I don't know why they call it net neutrality, because it's anything but neutral.
Yeah, for real.
The government wants control. They want total say and control.
So,
the most interesting thing I heard this week is they want to now monitor what people eat for lunch in the factories and stuff.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is bad.
that's really going to go over good when that I can't even eat lunch at work without you telling me what I can and can't eat.
I bring my lunch, and I dare you to tell me what I can bring.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, we may have to rethink this whole thing and spending $40 a month, because if no one can hear us and there's nobody in the chat rooms anymore, this is not good. So
yeah, we got a problem, Bill. I don't know what to do to fix it, honey.
I know. I've been noticing, too.
We've got to advertise more about
But they
ourselves.
Can't hear us.
Once you get into the chat room, Bill, you don't get any sound. I can't even get it from the default player.
I mean, that's a Blog Talk Radio thing, and we'll have to talk to Blog Talk. And I'm with everybody else. If they can't keep their stuff straight, we can find somebody else.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's what we should be planning, and through this month that you said is already paid.
Okay. But I don't mind doing a show for an hour, but nobody can hear me. It's kind of silly. It's not going off the air.
But is that not like our government's trying to do? They're trying to silence us. We're going through this. Seeing we're a school because they talked against, they were having classes against illegal immigration and talking about the bad effects of it. Well, they canceled their funding. But sure as crap, someone who's talking in support of it, oh, they'll fund them. Both sides of the political aisle are going to screw us on the illegal and amnesty.
Yes, they are.
I'm like Lynn Beck. I have no doubt there at all they're going to do it. And what is sad is this is where I'm going to agree with the guy that designed the health care bill. American public is dumb. If you want to reduce the percentage of blacks in the population, amnesty will do it. If you want to reduce the percentage of availability for jobs and education to the lower class people, amnesty will do it. If you want to destroy this culture and turn it in to the very places these people all fled from, amnesty will do it. And all our elected are caring about is who can line their pockets off of amnesty.
Well, no, it's they want the votes. That's what they're doing. They want the power and containing the power, and that's all it's about.
There's an extreme amount of money involved when you start thinking about. I can give you an example. In my local area, some of the elected are invested in housing that caters to illegals. And how they work that is they take a family in and charge them $650 a month. But for each extra person, they charge anywhere from $50 to $100 extra per week. That money they pocket. It's never taxed. And when you start figuring some of these people have 10 or more extra people living in their apartments, well, you're getting $500 to $1,000 a week out of each apartment.
Right.
And you're not paying a dime's worth of taxes. If you got 50 apartments, you're talking $5,000 a week or more, and no taxes paid.
Okay. I got to run. You guys keep talking. I talk to Robert. Hang on.
All right. Hello, Robert.
Mr. Bill Strong, I'm still standing. How you do?
Hey, I'm still standing.
Hi, Robert.
This is what I did, Mr. Strong. I made a banner with a one star on it, and it says, thanks to voting this guy in, Florida is now martial law, and we succeeded from the union. It's the truth.
Well, you know, I'm going to be honest. I've been looking around the last few days saying, where the hell can I go, because this isn't the United States anymore.
You know, no, it's not. My sister called me up and cussed me out for making that banner. This is what I did, Bill Strong. I called my opponent. I've been delegating with Janet Rifkin-Cruz, who's District 74, who's a Democrat in Tampa. She hasn't unfriended me yet, right? We're on Facebook together. I have thrown every dirty punch I could do against my opponent since I lost the election. I want you to know that that Shiloh Turner, who closed the primaries during the Republican primaries, who closed the primaries and was paid to do so, has 5% of the vote. I made 18%, so I did pretty well. The black congressman Henry Lawrence from Palmetto came to my town and delegated to bury the hatchet with the hatchet with my opponent Julio Gonzalez and stifled the black votes for voting for anybody. In other words, sir, my own university did not vote for me. Okay, my fellow Bulls did not vote for me in Sarasota County, Florida. They did not vote for me, sir. Even though I received 92 votes, my own religion didn't vote for me. Okay?
Well, Robert, no. I would just say to you that a prophet's never welcome in his home country.
Huh?
A prophet is never welcome in his home country.
Did you say a prophet?
A prophet. He's been coming and telling the people what's happening and what's going to happen.
Well, the more of the story is, the marijuana law, but Bill Strong, the marijuana law didn't pass either. I knocked out Morgan and Morgan for the people, too. I knocked out John Morgan. I knocked out a lot of people, Bill Strong. I knocked out six opponents that I didn't like. I knocked them all out.
Hey.
I think I did good. I'm pretty proud of myself, Bill. I'm not disappointed that I lost, but that was my first election ever for running for office. And I tell you what, Bill Strong, I took the worst tar and feathering a man could ever take. Period. They beat me up to no end, Bill Strong. So I got my revenge.
Politics is a dirty business, Robert.
I know it is, but yep. I spent $100 to make a point for the one-star state that it did take over. Marco Rubio and Julio Gonzalez took over the election. They took over Florida. And that's more of the story. I don't have any use for the Republican Party. I don't care if they want to sit it. They ain't going to do jack shit either. Excuse me, I'm angry right now. But they're not going to do nothing. It's going to be kick the can down the road, just like John Boehner and his whining crap. And the moral of the story is, we're $17 trillion, probably 18 right now. By 2016, we'll be $20 trillion in debt, and I don't care anymore.
Mr. Robert, that is $27 trillion of debt by 2016.
Yeah, 2016, 2027. You're probably right.
The debt clock, go to the top right-hand corner, click on it, and go to 2016.
It'll freak you out. It's so scary.
You know, Bill Strong, I'm so delusional right now. And so my comedy theater, when it gets me. So I wrote a lot of messages today, Bill Strong. And the messages, I want everybody in America to listen to these messages, because you guys got to know this, because it's very, very crucial for the next 2 years what we have to face. And, you know, Bill Strong, I did my best, and I just wrote to Janet Cruz, but I'm just gonna read you Fox News. This is what Channel 5 just said, okay? Tonight on the 5, Greg Gutfeld blasted comments from one of the Obama's Cares creators, admitting that only got the Affordable Act passed by biking a stupid public. In other words, we're stupid, guys. You understand?
Well, for the last 2 days, that's all I've heard. On every radio station, every TV station, they've been playing this sound loop. This guy, whatever his name is, it starts with a G, I can't pronounce it, but he's very schmucky looking. and very horrible sounding. I think somebody needs to walk up to him and slap his ugly face into next week.
Well, let me send me to him. I'll do it for you. But this is what I wrote to Janet. Okay, my state representative up in Tampa. I said, I told you so, Janet, and this is what I mean. That is what Senator Nancy Deedhart said, my state senator. I do not have enough experience talking about health care, and I do not deserve the $30K salary. I'm sorry. These people are trying to talk to me, and I'm tired of it. I told you so, Janet, and that is what I mean. That is what Senator Nancy Deedhart said. I do not have enough experience talking about health care, and I do not deserve the $30K salary a year job what a Florida state representative makes. After Julio Gonzalez, MD, JD, gave Debbie Wasserman Schultz a $500 donation so we could talk about her health care. She literally walked out of my debate with Julio after these comments. You know, I mean, I wrote that. I said, this is the clincher. Visited Julio Gonzalez today and was kicked out of office because of political flag staying. I spent $100 for a political flag. It was a big banner stating, we are almost martial law and succeeded from the union, and now I know I have no more freedom of speech anymore, District 74, Sarasota County, Florida. This is what I said on Veterans Day. This is my Veterans Day message. It is only fitting to remember our veterans because they fought for enduring freedom. After losing the battle of the election, I know I won the war. Because the quote Fox News about Obamacare, the government thinks the United States of America is stupid. The only ones who are stupid are the ones that voted for a progressive tax. Now we are double taxed along with Obamacare and are now martial law and have really succeeded from the union. This will be 2/3 of the Florida's economy, and I'm glad you voted for the progressive agenda. You may accept, but I still reject, and I hope you all reflect what the voters of Sarasota County, Florida represents. The missing 57% of the vote for the Florida State Representative District 74's race, boycott for Amendment 2, passing the marijuana bill, and stifling American African American voters who did not vote. I will always represent Tampa's universities, but will not represent Sarasota County, Florida universities, all theaters, including comedy theaters, and all blues bars in Sarasota County. I will be visiting my campaign treasurer for my last goodbye to report to the campaign finance my last expenses for my campaign. Happy Veterans Day. Okay? And I said, thanks, Jenna, for listening to me, as this is the saddest day for American heroes who fought for freedom because of enduring freedom. Okay? I mean, oh, wow. Now, here's a Tampa police focus on churches in an effort to recruit more black officers in Tampa Bay, in Tampa. This is why my American African constituents did not vote for the office of Florida State Representative District 74, Sarasota County, Florida. Just like my elective Florida State Representative visited churches to muster some votes on his behalf. You know, I've been attacking him. Then Linda. Bill O'Reilly had enough nerve to steal my 50K family platform that I wrote. I didn't know people made 50K or less, so he made a comment. I have it on here. What Republicans have to do to establish authority, okay, over 50K a year. I know what I said to Bill O'Reilly. I had to come after you too, Bill. Take that smug look off your face. Trying to run on my platform too after writing a book about killing Patton. I wonder if you wrote about my mom being Patton's right-hand surgical nurse during the Battle of the Bulge, you bastard. Okay? All right.
Okay.
Here's another thing I wrote.
Really,
I said, I must say that 47% of the vote was either flushed down the toilet or sent on its way to the Bermuda Triangle for positive cash flow to the $850 billion surplus that Scott created due to the taxpayers' spending and salary wage cuts for the middle class. That is why I called fading middle class the Bermuda Triangle. I hope I clarified my platform and my stance to all my enemies against me, and there you have it.
Wow.
You hear me?
Let me tell you something.
Bill Strong, I called the governor's office. I called the governor's office, Bill Strong, and I gave her the secretary a piece of my mind. I can go on, but I'm not going on because my chest hurts. My chest is tight. I feel like I'm having chest pains and angina at the same time while I'm talking to you right now.
You need to calm
down. Sometimes you got to take step back, take a deep breath, and gather yourself before you blow your cap.
Robert, I know, sir.
A little over a month ago for stroke.
I understand. But this is what I wrote to Governor Scott personally. You got to hear this one. Do not hold your breath, Governor Scott. I called your office about your trip to Bermuda and Zurich and gave them a piece of my mind on citizens' tax dollars, die 48K times 131 state employees. Right now, if you calculate my percent of what my constituents gave me as Henry Lawrence for Congress, it amounts to 47% of the vote. And that is why Julio Gonzalez, MDJD, made almost 100% for being unopposed, Bill Strong. 47% did not vote for the House seat because of Henry Lawrence for Congress and Richard DiNapoli during the Republican primaries. Go figure, Scott. Please quit playing pocket pool and soliciting your votes at pubs around town in Venice, Florida. Please take Amendment 2 off the billboard, British Open Pub, Venice, Florida. They took it down. I will not take my signs down until Julio Gonzalez takes his down. Period. And I'm done. I'm done. I did it, Bill. I did it for you guys. So the moral of the story is, Bill, now, and if you listen to Fox News, they're governing in the middle for me. You understand? I'm making people govern in the middle. That was my plan for running. They have to govern in the middle now. I delegated. Do you understand?
We've only slid so far to the left that the middle anymore is not where it was.
I understand that. But now they're arresting. Bill Strong, they're arresting kids with autism cutting in line now.
Yeah, well,
Disney World.
It's going to get worse. But they won't arrest illegals crossing the border.
Yeah.
Go figure. When you have an elected body that refuses to enforce laws, then they let people break those laws, then they are guilty of aiding and abetting.
We have no way
to put all these people to roll them in and charge them. What are you going to do? Because the Justice Department's involved.
That's exactly what I said to my state representative up in Tampa. I said, charge aiding and abetting of stifling an election. That's all this race was, sir. That's all it was, man. They stifle my speed of roads. I can't even pass my business cards out in restaurants anymore. They try to stifle me. They try to hack me. They try to destroy me. But you know what?
You went into the political arena and you didn't know these kinds of things were going to happen, then you should have never entered in.
I knew they were going to happen. I knew.
American politics.
I knew they were. See, that's the whole point, Bill Strong. I knew the story about Venice Community Hospital before my father died, but I wasn't quite sure how it happened. I was still researching before I would. Remember when I was considering a run for Congress against Bert Buchanan back in 2011?
Right.
I still was not sure. I took my political science to the federal building, Linda, and I had my wife take pictures of me taunting Vern Buchanan because he solicited my resume to my university and used it as a contest. All right.
Wow. You know, okay. We just had a huge November 4th deal. California is one of the largest populated states, and it's very blue. There's nothing more Democrat, libtard, Kool-Aid drinking schmucks here than you can shake a stick at. And so these idiot voters, and they are idiots, although I don't like somebody like that, what is Gruber or whatever his idiotic name was, going on TV and acting like an elitist, thinking that his, you know, what doesn't stink. And I'm like, okay, where's your colostomy bag because you're too good to wipe your own derriere? You know,
No.
They used to do that in the old royalty in Europe. Oh, yeah, way back. Absolutely. They actually had servants changing their bags because they were too above the rest of the human debris to wipe their own derrieres. I'm telling you, that's God's truth. That's history. And I swear to God, if I ever got a chance to look that SOB in the face, that's exactly what I'd say. Where's your colostomy bag and your servants? I would. Oh, I would not hesitate one second. That kind of condescending garbage. It just ires. Oh, I'll tell you. I'm not kidding. I would have slapped his face into next month, let alone next week.
So will you guys help me write my memoirs now?
Look, you get started on it, and you got to email me, buddy.
I have to write my thesis.
Let me explain what they did in California. Governor stupid idiot Jerry Brown, and I also found out that the opponent, Neil Kashkari, whom I've never heard of before because he's an Obama supporter, who has no loyalty to anyone except himself, probably not even his own cats and dogs if he owns any. That guy was a schmuck. He had no chance of winning. We have Mussolini Brown back in for a fourth term. These idiot voters passed Prop 1 and 2. Okay, everybody cut your sound out in the background. I'm getting lots of feedback.
Hold on one second. I'm going outside, Linda.
Okay.
Hold on.
Either that or I'll... Yeah, cut your sound. Anyway, so Proposition 1 is the evil... this water bond. We live in a desert. We've got people for our 6 years... past 6 years under Schwarzenhauskeeper, pumping fresh water into the Pacific Ocean because of the Delta smelt, which is all Agenda 21, and anyone who's done half an hour's research knows what I'm talking about. And then they get this water bond, which is endorsed by all the evil greenies like Greenpeace and Sierra Club and all those schmucks. So now we've got that, which is a huge waste of money, on top of the high-speed rail debacle by, you know, Governor Mussolini Brown and all of his cronies, because they're going to have this whole rail system and other things going on in the San Joaquin Valley. This is one of the reasons they started their little Agenda 21 nonsense with the drying up of the beautiful San Joaquin Valley, which used to be a breadbasket for this country. And our food prices were...
They did that. They tried to pipe it on global warming.
Of course they did. It's Agenda 21. They lie through their teeth. This is Maurice Strong on steroids, Bill. You know that. I mean,
we've been saying that for the past 2 years, Linda.
Oh, no. I've been doing it for 6 years, Robert. 6 years I've been studying this stuff.
We've been fighting Agenda 21 for a while, Robert.
Oh, man.
I know that Bill Strong. I know that Bill.
What you're seeing the two parties trying to set up is a Clinton and Bush.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Now I'm hearing that Jeb Bush is running and all this crap, and I tell you what, I swear to God, I heard that Hannity did a special interview on George W. Bush, and then he also was talking on his show today. I'm not listening to Hannity anymore. He's a traitor. If he likes
he is
to talk
a traitor.
To
Jeb,
oh, my God.
Why,
I was so pissed today.
You know why he's the traitor, Linda? Because Jeb Bush is for Common Core, and I'm
well,
going to
no,
vote
no,
for
I'm,
a Common Core.
Yeah, exactly. But
it goes way deeper than that.
Yes.
Jeb Bush's dad was who brought up Agenda 21 to begin with.
Yep. And guess what?
Bill Strong. Let me retort with that one, and I have to say that because I saw Donald Trump and he nauseated me last night.
Yeah.
About how China's rebuilt, but Bush Senior is the one who rebuilt China. Period. So I told you. Remember when I was in Miami, Bill Strong.
Right.
Remember when I told you I saw the History Channel.
We're talking about Agenda 21. I don't want to change the subject.
Yeah, George, Bush
number one who brought out Agenda 21.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Then it was a Democrat, Bill Clinton, who went around the Congress who rejected it after Pelosi brought it to the floor.
Yes, she did.
Bill Clinton went around our Congress and signed on to the Agenda 21 of Sustainable Development with the U.N.
Yep.
George W. Bush came in, and he started implementing parts of it.
Yes, he did. Let me tell you something.
Obama was supposed to be able to come in and finalize things.
Yes.
Well, that
yes.
didn't happen. So now we're right back to another Clinton or another Bush.
I know. Let me tell you something else. You guys are going to love this part. Listen, look, the Jeb Bush stuff with the Common Core, this goes way back. And we know what happened, you know, as the timeline progresses. I'm getting feedback. I don't know what's happening. Is it me or you guys?
It could be my phone. It could be my phone. I don't know.
Okay, wait.
Jeb Bush is also every healthy population meeting there is with Oprah and Bill Gates and many others.
Oh. And guess what else is coming down the pike? Because I got a great one. I gave it to my niece. She hasn't listened to it yet, but it's like 70 minutes, an hour and 10 minutes.
Are you there?
I'm getting all kinds of stuff like radios in the background or something. Anyway.
My TV's on in the other room.
You
got to
turn that off. You got to turn that off. That's
okay,
wonderful.
I'm in my office right now.
Okay. Anyway, so this guy, his name is Dr. Pesta, P-E-S-T-A, and he did this fabulous CD or a DVD on Common Core, and he has actually found a way to tie it into Agenda 21, and it's brilliant. If you guys can go on YouTube or somewhere and Google Common Core, Dr. P-E-S-T-A, P as in Paul, E-S-T-A, Dr. Pesta, the guy is brilliant. You got to see it. It will turn you off to Common Core like you've never been turned off in your life. I'm not kidding. It's bad. It's evil. It's all A21. All of it.
It's all about dumbing down the public.
Well, yes. And guess what else?
Let's teach them to comply with whatever we tell them.
Yeah, Hitler Youth. Stalin did it, too. They all did it. Mao did it. They all did it. Lenin did it. Come on. They got the youth early. They got them at 4 and 5 years old. Why do you think Barry O'Maggot is trying to get everybody in preschool and everything's federally funded? Oh, you know, he's got his little ducks in a row, and he's got Governor Jerry Brown, Mussolini Brown, walking in lockstep, Sieg Heiling every day.
But is Obama going in there and telling them little children he's talking to, I'm going to make blacks a small percentage of the population by giving out an amnesty?
Oh, hell no. That guy couldn't tell the truth if he put a gun to his head.
You're adopting education by handing out amnesty. I'm going to raise your taxes because of amnesty.
I got to do, Bill, is after the show's over, I'm going to go back to the archives and see if I can actually hear what's being broadcast. If it's blank, we got to get a hold of BTR. We got to get another station to go out.
No, Linda, it's my phone because
the phone, but I'm saying. I was talking about the other problems from last week and the same thing this week. Whoever's in my chat room or tries to go through default player, I'm not broadcasting on the air right now. There's nothing going out. Only people who call in can hear. It's awful. Yeah, Yola's right with us. Miss Yola is with us.
And it's, we've had problems with these people from the very beginning, in and out.
You know what we should do? There's a, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, Bill. It's called Pal Talk. Pal Talk might be better. And let's check their prices, because we can actually use our Skype cameras and do cameras and sound at the same time and promote it better. I think let's find out what their prices are, because Pal Talk is awesome. If you can get on their deal, that would be amazing. Because I've never had too much trouble with them. It's very clear, it's very precise. So we'll find out.
Wow.
But, yeah, because nobody's hearing us. Oh, the other one was the last little bit from California. It was Prop 47 or something like that. I got the whole thing. I'll read it tomorrow in the paper. But it says, the headline in the editorial was, expect crime to rise in California. Because these schmuck voters, my idiot voters in California, have voted to have early release and depopulate the prisons for anybody that's nonviolent criminals, which could be high-level drug smuggling and gun, you know, people who've stolen guns to commit crimes. So it's not going to get any prettier in California. It's going to be very bad. And what they're going to do.
I have long advocated for states like California, Illinois, and New York, who cannot live within a budget and whose debt just continues to climb. That not one red cent, not one cent dime of the other state's tax money should ever go to aid those states in any way.
Well, you better call Mike Pence then, baby. Tell
order.
Him.
If you want to be part of the country, get your stuff in order. And Jerry Brown has said nothing but...
I'm getting myself in order, Bill Strong. Believe me.
Hey, can I
read one more thing to you guys? You got to hear this one. This is about a 90-year-old man who was beating the homeless, got arrested in Miami.
Oh,
okay?
I heard that. Yeah, I heard
you
that.
You heard that? This is what I wrote to everybody. I said, I firmly believe that I took the worst tar feathering a man could possibly take, and I'm still standing tall. My dad, Samuel E. Kaplan, M.D., raised me to be kind, positive, and gentle. And this race for Florida State Representative, District 74, Sarasota County, Florida, made me stronger than ever. And I will be like the 90-year-old man in Miami who the police tried to stop him from feeding the homeless to fight for what he believes in, no matter what. As I was watching Huckabee on Fox News last night, and I was proud of the young lady defending her right about the pledge. I only hope by me, a Sephardic Jew running for office, made my enemies realize that they cannot mess with me anymore. May God have mercy on their souls for turning against me, but at least I defended my dad, Samuel Kaplan, M.D., co-founder of Venice, Florida, Venice Community Hospital, and my mom, Sarah G. Kaplan, RN. They are the true pillars of the community that built Venice, Florida. And 2 days after my dad's birthday, I have only one thing to say. Happy birthday, Dad, your favorite son, who was a so-called politician for 6 months. Boom.
Oh, anyway, guess who else punished people for feeding the hungry, especially the Jews? Hitler.
Oh, don't figure.
In New York, they've already attacked people that were feeding the homeless and stuff.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. They're trying to do it here in Oceanside. I got one SOB that's a council member.
If you do that, see, you're taking away them controlling those people.
Oh, absolutely. No, this is
and
no.
That's the only reason they're doing it, is because they want control of those people.
No, you know what they do in my city, Bill? What they're doing is these elitist little schmucks, I don't care if they have an R behind their name or not, doesn't matter, because they all have rhinos. There's rhinos, there's all kinds. And they all say, well, we don't want to see all this, you know, homeless people in here. It's messing up our economy in Oceanside. It's messing up our, you know, edification or whatever.
Giving them the jobs.
the whole thing is these people are acting like the leftard, you know, liberals from D.C. and they can't handle it. You know, they talk a good game. It's like dealing with Detroit or anything else. They talk a good game. Oh, we got to help the poor. What that means by, you know, theft, by redistribution of wealth, Karl Marx style, which is a crock anyway. So, but they don't want to see the mess. They can't stand it, you know. They can't stand to see, and they think that they're doing good because they, oh, well, we have to have tourism to have money. And I look at these people like, where the hell did you learn economics, you know? From John Maynard Keynes. I mean, these people make me tired. I'm calling them out.
No time, Bill. Why don't you want to go to Florida? And I'm like, it's a tourist trap. I feel the same way about California. I've been around this country. There are several states.
Oh,
that
Bill,
are
you didn't want to come to Florida.
No, that's one of them.
No, stay where you are. I'm telling you, you don't want to come here. You just don't. You just don't.
I'm in foreign countries and all over this country. You can't get me out of Indiana.
No.
But you know, Texas is pretty cool. Texas is not. You look. Let me tell you something. We could have had a beautiful republic, but we did not heed Ben Franklin's words to keep it. We did not do it. Shame on us, because it's in the toilet. Now, when you look. There are things, Bill, that are very beautiful in our cities. I don't care if it's even in Los Angeles, which I don't go to very often, in San Diego, in La Jolla. It's gorgeous here. It's breathtaking views. Absolutely astounding. I mean, it's and we have...
You have that part, but we have here in the fall, right? Like right now, we have all the reds and the browns and the yellows of the leaves.
I know.
I
know.
Go up in the woods and look out, and all I see is the multicolors of the leaves.
I know.
The fields and stuff grow up; they turn brown. Some of them are still green because of winter crops.
Here's the deal, Bill.
But there's no way you can get me to put up a permanency in another state. I've been all of them.
Okay, I get that. But
I haven't figured out a reason to go to either one of them.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, if I want to travel and be a little tourist someplace, I'd love to go to Dallas and see what that looks like. I'd like to go back to Vegas and play because Vegas has some beauty there. I know it's an adult Disneyland.
Vegas is a good town.
It's a blast. It's a blast.
It's
so much fun. I love the penny slots.
I tell all the young people, get a chance, get out and see the country while you're young.
You betcha.
See the whole country. Many people, they see the Smokies and they think they're seeing mountains. No, you haven't.
No.
Wait till you see the Rockies. Go to the Black Hills, and it just takes your breath away, the beauty. It's all across
the deal.
Country. It's
yes,
all
it is.
Across the country. And everybody should get out and get a chance to go and see the entire country.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what else?
It'll give you another pride, a pride to know that you're in a country that's so beautiful all over it. It has so much to offer all over it.
It does. It does.
We have people that would like to confine us into little
boxes
and keep us from anything. Never allow anyone to go out and witness the beauty of nature and stuff because
absolutely.
You're little places. Because they
that's
got
right.
you there, they can control you.
That's right. And you know, I'm going to talk to Yola a little bit, and I know that she's dying to get out of New York. I'll tell you something. I've never been to New York City as an adult. I wish I could go just for a couple.
I've never been there either, and I only live 6 hours from it.
Just for a couple weeks, just to go, because let me tell you something. I'm the lover of arts. I would kill to go to Lincoln Center and watch American Ballet Theater in person there. I mean, look, this is part of my culture. I grew up loving ballet. You can't get any finer than ABT, I'll tell you right now. Maybe the Bolshoi, but these guys are amazing. So there's many beautiful things to see, and that's all part of capitalism. I have nothing wrong with that. You've got people like... you know, Comrade de Blasio, and you've got Andrew Kumquat. I mean, you got all these people, and you got Mussolini Brown, and you got Barry Bathhouse, Barry O'Maggot, you know, running stuff. This is not good. This is not good. We should be free.
We're not. I'm beginning to think that we're not free no more.
Oh, honey, we haven't been since 1861. Get a clue. We've been slowly losing.
I'll be 60 in October, next October.
Well, I got you by 6.5 years.
I'll be in the 60s club with you, Linda, so don't give me any crap.
Anyway,
what I was trying to say is, if you don't have your freedom, and if you can't speak your mind anymore, what is the point of living? I want
exactly.
to know that question.
You might as well be in North Korea. You might as well be in North Korea in a prison camp. Absolutely, that's what they want.
Right. We have an elected body out here that is trying to make life miserable.
Sure.
They're trying to get any enjoyment out
it.
Of life.
They're doing it.
They don't want you to have a food that tastes good. They don't want
That's
you to be free to go out and see the nature and feel good. They don't want you to, I mean, it's just.
A to Z. I know.
And
what did I guys say? Guys, what did I tell you on the radio? Remember when Michael Magic was on the show?
Right.
And remember when I said, just remember the song Michael Magic. When I was accused about being the Jewish bankers taking over and all this stuff. I said, just remember Michael Magic, the song. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to New York Island. Well, that was written by George Gershwin. And you know what? George Gershwin was probably one of the... All these jazz Jewish musicians that I knew growing up learning their songs and playing on the piano and practicing my butt off to be like them, you know... I tell you one thing, Linda. There's nothing worse more than a socialist Jew. Okay?
Oh, I know plenty of them, honey. I got a whole state full of them.
Okay, so I must be a Jewish bigot. I'm a Jewish bigot, Linda, because I can't even stand my own kind.
Yeah,
okay.
Anyway, I just want to address, Yola was talking to us in the chat room because she and I are the only ones in there, and there's no one in the chat room. They might be able to get in, Yola, but they can't hear us.
There's not even anything coming up at all.
And I think this is part of the problem because we lost our Patriot Family site. We've also... Blog Talk Radio is not cooperating with us. Bill's paying $40 a month, and no one can hear us.
Yeah,
the only way you can hear this show is to come in by calling.
Let me tell you why that happened. And the guy's going to think I'm crazy. Because remember when I called out that doctor in California? I called him out. And I'm going to call him out again. His name is Bob Simo. He left Venice Hospital after the cell. He only lasted four.
This is Blog Talk Radio. Something's wrong with this site. This has nothing to do with fear.
I understand that, Linda, because...
Bob, you haven't even come close to stepping on the toes I stepped on.
Oh, no. No. Not even.
No, but I'm just telling you.
I was the leader of a national organization called Choice, which is a coalition of Hoosiers for order of immigration control and enforcement. We boycotted Huckabee for his amnesty stance.
That's right.
With ALIPAC. If you go back and look, ALIPAC boycotted Huckabee and look down that list in the early 20s, mid 20s, you'll see my name and my group.
Yep, because, no,
many toes in California.
Oh, my God. Several. All through the whole North County. And then some. I'm sure I'm on every list from NSA to DHS to whoever. FBI, I don't care. Screw it. They can't hear me now because I'm not broadcasting. All I got is some people on the line.
Great.
Yeah.
Can't even get their shows on the air. Bill, you're going to have to be the one to call them and talk to them because it's in your name now.
Yeah, it is. I'll try my best.
Okay. Give them my cell phone number if you have to.
Yeah,
I know
we got about it.
I don't know.
Okay,
we may have to use the site on Facebook.
Yeah.
We may have to use that
got
page.
You back,
I don't
Rob.
Even know. I don't even know who set that page up.
Hollis did. No. Hollis didn't know how to.
Okay.
Denise.
Damn it. Somebody that lives right down there near Chris.
Oh, God, I can't remember now.
Oh, boy, it's right on the tip of my tongue. She comments on a lot of things Chris says, puts on Facebook.
Not Bill Boylan.
Starts with an F, her last name.
Oh, okay. I can't
think of it. Yeah, but YOLO, what I'm trying to tell you guys is they hacked into my Facebook page and took a lot of stuff from my stuff down, too.
We're not talking about that.
That's the reason I don't even go online anymore, because I'm looking at around 400, 500 attacks a day.
Oh yeah, believe me, my own high school attacked me. I don't have anything to do with Venice no more. You don't seem to understand. I call Venice, Florida, the meanest city in America. The meanest town in America. On my banner that I bought today for $100, it was well worth spending it because I went to the doctor's office and I showed him my banner. I said, "This is what your elected representative represents," and they got so frazzled. He says, "You can't come here no more." You hear me? But I had to do it. If I hadn't done that, Bill, if I hadn't done that, they would have had the best of me to the day I died. I had to prove to them that there were nothing but bastards.
If the public knew how much insider investing and trading was done by the elected, and how they padded their pockets doing this, and how they screwed the rest of us, there would be an uprising the likes of this globe has never seen.
Yep.
Well, Bill Strong, that's why I took
elected to do away with something that they use the profit off of.
They took down my political signs, Bill Strong. Everywhere they took away 7 political signs away from me. All right, 7 out of 20. You understand? So I fixed them. I saved one, and I protested every corner of Venice, every block of Venice. I protested every block of Venice. I just protested. I protested against his signs. I protested in his office. I went to the bank and said, "Please vote for me." You know, I did it just to piss people off. But I had to do it, Linda. But at least I got the vote out. You understand?
Yep.
I got the vote out.
Well, anyways, it's over now. So you got to go.
I know.
And
folks, we got to get prepared. We got to quit worrying because if nobody knows by now, you're going to know shortly. These elections didn't do nothing.
No,
that's right.
Republicans were trying to do was stifle the Tea Party.
Yep, they've done
that's
it.
That's it.
And in many
they
cases,
did it here.
They have to do it than that.
He had it right on the nail, Bill Strong. So what's our next plan of action, Bill?
Be prepared.
Revolution.
Because all hell is going to break loose.
Revolution. And we're going to have one. You're going to have one. It doesn't matter.
This
well,
This country will not last another 5 years without bloodshed.
You got that right. Oh, it's gonna happen in California faster.
Let me know when my cabin's ready, Bill.
You bet. I'm stuck here. I can't leave.
You hear me, Bill?
Yola wants to know when her cabin's gonna be ready.
Just let me know when it's ready.
I haven't been able to do a whole lot lately.
I know that.
I'm feeling better. I got my brother-in-law staying here, and I'll be busy doing something. Because I know what's coming.
Right.
And other people can't see it. I hate to be a prophet of doom.
Oh, it's coming.
They can lie all they want. You can't pay the debt on the interest the interest on the debt you owe.
That's right.
Bill, yeah, I know. It's worse than that.
You're
but let me. So, listen.
Yeah.
The culture with amnesty is destroyed.
Yeah, I know. It's like the caliphate.
The only thing they've got left to do is they've got to get our guns away from us. And that's going to be what they're going to work at somehow,
they ain't
some
gonna,
way.
They're not
going to
do it. Oh, they're not going to.
There's Safe Act 2 in New York.
Let me tell you something. They can have them bullets first. I don't care. If it's my last act, I don't care. I'm telling you right now. No. Oh, no.
I'd like to see down here right now this year because we're about to state when's deer season start?
Saturday.
Yeah, come and take their gun.
Hey, I was going to tell you. Go ahead.
Here in the Midwest, we have a mass amount of deer and squirrel hunters.
That's right.
Rabbit, turkey.
Oh, they got them in the South, too, Bill. They got them in the South, in the deep South. They got hunters. Arkansas, Alabama, everywhere. Georgia. Oh, come on. They hunt like crazy. Even Florida. They're hunters. They got hunters in Michigan, for Christ's sake. There's more hunters in this country than there's politicians, praise Jesus.
And you got how many people out there trying to work to make it where you can't eat meat?
Oh, yeah.
I know. Let me tell you something,
Bill.
Can't
feed the hungry either.
Do you know how many dogs are running loose in this country?
Well, that's because Barry and his Indonesian buddies haven't gotten to him already.
There's an awful lot of them, Bill, right now in Washington, D.C.
Well, the real ones because Barry and his Indonesian dog eaters haven't gotten to him.
Wrong dog. Sorry.
Wait. Bill, you got to tell Mike Pence, is he still your governor?
Yep.
Okay. You got to tell Mike Pence, you got to write him a letter or call him up and say, do not bail out California under no circumstances.
Oh, believe me, Mike's already heard me many times about that.
Good.
So has my state representative, Jim Lucas. And I wrote Todd yesterday, but I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how Todd finds his way from one corner to the next. But I'm sure glad as hell that he beat insider trading, insider investing, illegal alien abetting Bill Bailey out, who was running the Democratic ticket.
Yeah, Indiana
didn't treat the Democrats very good this last election. Of course, they didn't have much to run on anyway.
I know. I got 90 seconds left, guys. I want to thank Robert for calling in. Yola, thanks for joining because I know you couldn't hear
right.
otherwise.
Love you.
And Bill, you're
love
amazing.
You
guys. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Yola. You're welcome.
How's Ron doing? Is he okay?
I don't know, but we haven't heard from him, so we're going to try to reach out to him again. So he's taking a huge break. He might not be back. I don't know. So we'll figure it out.
All right. I'll talk to you later. I gotta take a phone call.
Okay.
All right.
Bye
Robert.
Bye.
I got like 30 seconds, Bill. Go.
Just want to say God bless everybody. Wake up, get prepared, and to all the I will be getting on Facebook tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And we got to deal with Blog Talk. This sucks.
And I'll get a hold of Blog Talk.
Okay. Play a little lip. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Be blessed. Love everybody at Bill's house. My show tomorrow. Right from the left post.
Yeah, if we can hear it.
I know.
Easy to get anywhere.
Guess that's it.